Hey man, this is Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching again today. I wanted to talk a little bit about action and how action is the thing that really makes all the difference in your life. We can often be in a struggling situation, whether it's relational, whether it's to do with the world, what's going on politically. And what we do is off we go and we take action of gathering knowledge. And we go and we read books, we watch videos, we listen to podcasts, and we fill ourselves with all this information, and we're constantly looking for the right piece of information or just enough information so that we finally get to the point of knowing what it is that we're going to do. Problem is, with information, whilst information is useful, knowledge is power, without the tool of action, information essentially just becomes something that gets built up and built up in your system and can end up causing more anxiety and frustration and confusion than anything else. When we're talking about a relationship, we're often talking about the need to trust yourself to be able to make a decision, the need to let go of somebody else being in control of whether you're happy or not, the need to believe in yourself that you can make a difference. We're often getting guys really clear on what it is that they want, because they're always going into a situation, whatever it is, a conversation, with something in mind, whether they know they are or not. There's always some kind of agenda there, some kind of desire, something that they want, whether it's wanting to feel connected or wanting to feel closer or wanting to feel loved or wanting to just have a good conversation. There's always some kind of agenda behind it. And so how can you get to a place where you're able to go into that interaction and just trust yourself to be able to do the right thing, say the right thing, to create the kind of response or outcome that you really want? And ultimately this comes down to what you really want, that connection, that passion, that trust, that love and understanding. It comes from you first. Do you even understand what that looks like coming from you? Do you even understand how powerful you are at being able to create that kind of situation, that kind of environment? This is the kind of thing that we discuss with men all the time in our community. You have far more ability, far more control over this than you think you do. And it really comes down to how you're thinking about it, how you think about how much influence and how much control you have over your future and what that's going to look like. But you have to get clear on that stuff first. You have to understand clearly that you have a lot to give and that you have a lot of value in the situation, in the relationship, and how you want to create that is then down to you and your character and the kind of person that you love to be. In some situations that might be, I'm a really relaxed guy, I like to have fun, I like to make jokes. Well, okay, if that's who you are, then bring that to every conversation. Don't hide that away, don't change that because somebody's given you some feedback that they're not happy. What's going on with the other person isn't to do with you, it's more to do with what's going on with them. And so how can you consistently choose to show up in a way that makes you feel good about you, where you can relax and just enjoy being you and invite the other person into interactions with you as you and trust yourself to be able to create the kind of relationship that you want? Yeah, at some point you might have to make a decision if you think that the other person just isn't open and willing to be able to connect with you. That may be something that you have to do in the future. But until you've consistently shown up as the kind of man that you enjoy being, then you just don't know how they're going to respond to that. How do you do that? How do you show up as that person? Well, it doesn't start with information. I mean, information is good, but it really takes action. It really takes you choosing to show up slightly differently and make decisions that are going to change things for you. Not wait for somebody else to provide what it is that you think you need. You're just going to still be there waiting for that thing to happen because the other person's waiting for you to do the same for them. Action. That's what I wanted to talk about with you today. Whether it's in your relationship, whether it's at home, whether it's dealing with what's going on in the world at the moment, what decision can you make right now that's going to, one, take away from everybody else or the situation being in control of how you're doing, and two, enable you to move forward, enable you to move one tiny step towards what it is that you want. And it comes from you. You create it. That's all I've got for you today, guys. Thanks for watching. Take care.